What's poppin', people? It's Dante. It's very dark and gloomy this morning here in Fairmount Park, Philadelphia. So mind the visuals. Very dark. I'm filming with the GoPro Mini at 1080p, 30fps. And I might export this to 720p just because I love that crispy small file size. And so today I'm thinking about creation. And if you're watching this video, this is a cue for you to create something. You know, if this video finds you in the algorithm out there on this planet called YouTube.com, this is your message. Create. Stop consuming. You know, stagnation and sitting at your LCD screen, looking at the computer flickering, thinking about all these ideas, it's for idiots. But motivation, the movement of your physical body, going out there into the world, you know, this is creative freedom. You know, creation is simple. Creation and motivation, I think, is simple. You simply do and stop thinking, right? When it comes to my photography, you know, I am a street photographer. My practice is all about spontaneity, you know, embracing the unknown, the unpredictability of what's out there, what you will find, you know, going full force onto the front lines of life. All I need is a camera. All I need is the motivation within my physical body, within my legs. You know, it's very simple. To be motivated is to move, is to do. And so the message for you is to stop planning, to stop contriving, to stop creating themes, projects, checklists, and to start creating freely and authentically. You know, because I think that the most beautiful thing about this platform, YouTube, is it is called YouTube, right? You become the television. You know, in this modern world, we have so many different subscription services. We have Netflix, Hulu, all of these streaming platforms with all these high quality television shows and movies and all these things that are produced by Hollywood. We have the news and the media that pretty much is always running 24 hours a day. And we all are bombarded with these certain sort of pieces of media. And it's very distracting and it's very inauthentic. You know, a lot of these modern media outlets are controlling a narrative in a very particular way. But the power of YouTube is that your individual perspective becomes meaningful and something worth sharing. For every individual has a unique perspective. Every individual has something new to share, something new to sort of just put out there. You know, for me, with creating and being an artist is extremely simple. You know, my philosophy is the goal of the artist is to essentially share your point of view. And so by using this GoPro Mini and sharing the super view with the sort of POV GoPro, I'm literally putting you in my shoes, you know. And, you know, this perspective, I believe, sort of almost is an outward reflection of that philosophy of sharing your perspective. You know, if you go all the way back to the first YouTube video ever produced, it's by a YouTube producer or creator, I think one of the founders of YouTube, called Jawed, like J-A-W-E-D, and he produced one of the first videos on YouTube, which is titled Me at the Zoo. And in the video, he's standing in a zoo next to elephants, and essentially in the video, he's like, he's like, hey, it's me at the zoo. Look at these elephants. They have really big trunks, and that's pretty cool. And then the video ends. And so I think if you're looking to create, I think it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be imperfect. It's okay to sort of share your raw and uncut, sort of unfiltered ideas. You know, whether or not somebody appreciates them or not isn't the concern. You know, for me, the concern as an artist is to be in a perpetual flow state throughout the day. And this is why I like the digital medium of YouTube. This is why I appreciate having a website blog, the ability to create photographs throughout the day, where I can take this compact digital camera with me wherever I may be and create upon the world that is my canvas. To use the GoPro Mini to augment myself, to express myself through my words, through the visuals, through the way in which I share my perspective uniquely and authentically from my POV. For every individual has something unique to say. You know, you can think of an image as a copy. You can think of an image or a video as an imitation of what reality could be or what it is. But realistically, like, I believe that there is infinite novelty. I think that not everything has been done. I don't think everything under the sun has been done. I don't think that there isn't enough more, like room for more creators or enough room for more people to share their street photography or to produce YouTube videos or
you know, whatever you want to create, you know, maybe you're a musician, you're a writer, you're a poet. Like, there's so many different ways that we can create now and share now due to the fact that we have digital technology. I mean, think of this novelty. The fact that I can turn on this camera right now, speak to it out loud, publish it directly to the internet with an iPhone in my pocket, and then somebody on the other side of the world could potentially receive this message instantaneously. I mean, this is unprecedented. This is incredible. We live in one of the greatest times to be alive, and I encourage you to think more critically about what it is you want to do in this life of yours. You know, I think that when it comes to the modern world, there's just so many distractions where we become consumers, 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 and we're not necessarily producers anymore. We kind of sedate ourselves and numb ourselves with all the bread and circuses, with the sports game and sitting back and watching the news and feeling all this sort of like fear and guilt and shame from the way that media is portraying certain things that are going on in the world and has you worried and fearful. And when you go on social media, you compare yourself to others, you scroll and you see other people's highlight reels, and it's not very authentic when people share their best perspective. You know, for the curation of the feed, the algorithm and all these things are sort of enslaving you and making you fearful to share. It's making you fearful to produce because you have this fear of messing up. You have this fear of embarrassment, of, you know, shame inside of you. And I think this message I'm trying to share today is to remove the fear, because this holds us back as artists. And if you're fearful of not receiving validation, views, likes, comments, etc., if this is something that like bothers you as a creator and is limiting you and making you not want to produce something, well, in order to overcome this, you have to start doing. It's very simple, because when you have an attachment to the outcome, if you're making something because you want somebody to say good work or somebody to validate you for the thing that you're doing, well, you're not necessarily creating in that spirit of play. You're creating with an outcome in mind. You're creating in a way that gets in the way. You know, my goal is to be in a flow state. My goal is to produce more. My goal is to simply express myself as authentically as I can until the day that I die as an artist, because there's enough mediocrity. There's enough of the curated feed. There's enough of the mass-produced media and junk food that's out there in the world. I think that there's not enough people out there sharing their actual unique perspective. And I think that if you want to start creating, I mean, what a better time to do so. It's so easy to create now. You know, I think that's so empowering. It just makes me feel good to know that I can create endlessly throughout the entirety of my day using cameras. You know, cameras, I believe, are the future for creation, because cameras are so easy to use. Everybody has one. Everybody has the access to the internet with the iPhone and the ability to publish whatever they want. And my ethos of creation is to simply produce media that I wish to see manifest in the world, to produce the things that I would consume. You know, I enjoy the idea of treating the things I do, the things I create, as mere visual diaries of my day, whether it's audio this way through making a video, whether it's a photograph that I create of my everyday life, or an experience I have that I share through writing. I think there are so many different ways that we can create, and treating it as a visual diary of your day becomes a very personal way for you to share your unique point of view. And so I encourage you, as somebody who is watching this video and is actually interested in producing something or creating something, to start doing the thing that you want to do, to start making something because you want to make something. Stop dwelling on the outcome, on the results, on what it is that you're doing, and start finding meaning and joy in the process. And so for the past 3 years, I've transformed my process as a photographer working in color. For many, many years, I've transitioned to shooting in high contrast black and white. It required me to destroy my old process, my old workflow, my old philosophy, my old way of doing things. And ever since I started to change and transform, I found more joy in my life. I think as an artist, the tragedy is to sort of repeat yourself endlessly. But joy is found through transformation. Joy is found through change. Joy is found and meaning is found in the process itself of making new things. And so by making more things, by making more photos and videos and writing and sharing my thoughts candidly, I've essentially been understanding who I am. You know, through photography, I have a dialogue with the world. Through photography, I'm asking questions about the world around me. I'm simply curious about what's out there. And the best thing about photography is the fact that it requires you to be in embodied reality out here on the front lines of life. You know, where when I'm out here moving my body and photographing, I exist outside the passage of time. For we have a past, we have a future, but these things aren't of my concern. My concern is waking up in the morning with curiosity. My concern is waking up in the morning with vitality, with pep in my step and a strong gait so that I can go out there in the spirit of play every single day in a perpetual flow state, photographing endlessly throughout the entirety of my day. I don't set time away for me to create. I'm always creating. I think this is the goal of the artist, to be in that flow state, to find meaning in the mundane, to essentially photograph in a way that doesn't get in the way, to always be producing. This is why I'm a big fan of the compact camera. This is why I love this GoPro with weather sealing so that I can photograph and sort of record myself freely out here in the rain. And I think that the audio is good. I can put it close to my mouth. I can use the point of view POV and you can see around me in this sort of like unfiltered way. And so I think as a street photographer, specifically, if you're watching this video and you are a street photographer, the beauty of street photography is found in the process. And so by sharing your process, by sharing your ideas, your philosophy, by sharing the behind the scenes of how you make photographs, you know, where you can use a GoPro and you can use it in so many different ways where you're out in the streets sharing your POV and sharing how you see things, sharing how you compose things. You know, you can make videos and slideshows and produce photos that are easily accessible these days with websites, with YouTube, with blogs, with all these different services that you can use. And I think it's empowering to understand that you have the freedom to create whatever you want when you embrace the spirit of play and you make things from an autotelic state, which essentially is about finding meaning in the process itself. Making things because you like to make things and only doing the things and only producing the things that you wish to see manifest in the world. And this is the philosophy of creation that I've adopted. And ever since I started shooting in this new way, and ever since I've started to create in the spirit of play and not take myself so seriously, I've been examining my life by making this video right now and photographing and making audio of my voice and writing out loud, essentially, with this sort of video transcript. I'm essentially allowing myself to augment my reality. I'm allowing myself to examine my life. You know, for me, the unexamined life is a life not worth living. And so by making videos and producing more photos and writing more and doing things each and every day in the spirit of play and being in this flow state, I discover who I am, how I perceive the world around me. I start to learn more about my understanding of my own personal philosophies. I understand that through this act of creating, I can have a dialogue with the divine. You know, for you're created in the image of God and you will and must die. So what are you waiting for, dude? Like, you are divine. Like, that's what I find to be so empowering, is through the act of creating, I have this sort of godlike experience out here in the world. You know, for you are the creator, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you have this ability to, like, uplift humanity through something you say, through a photograph you make, through engaging with the world, through publishing something. Like, you can change the world one click of the shutter at a time. You can uplift your voice and maybe impact the life of one other person just for some simple thing that you say that can maybe be inspiring or allow somebody to go out there and play and to remove the fear from their ears and their eyes and their sort of stagnation that's inside of their body. That's my goal right now, is to remind you that, you know, you're gonna die, dude. And, you know, through making images and through creating and through making more, you can essentially have a dialogue with the divine. You know, I think that the goal is to transcend this world as an artist. You know, the goal is to sort of remind yourself that you are created in God's image, and through creating images and through propagating your voice and through sharing your perspective, you honor God. You know, we don't seek validation from mere mortals of this world. We're not looking for praise of the galleries. We're not looking for people to buy our books. That's not what this is about. What this is about is championing life, uplifting yourself and your art and the experience you have in this world to a new height, to a transcendental height, to have a dialogue with the divine, to honor God.
For you are created in His image. And so through the images and the things that you create and what you say, it's all a reflection from Him.
And so I think this is a very much more empowering way to sort of create, is to recognize that
you were created by God. And when you create, you're honoring His creation.
You are His creation. And the things that you create become a reflection of that. You know, I say, come back to the Garden of Eden and put the fruit back on the tree. Check it out. We got the fig tree. See this fig? I'm going to take the fig and I'm going to put it back on the tree, and I'm going to stop thinking and I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start playing more, tinkering more, creating more. I'm going to start dancing and singing. I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start photographing, because life is too short to take yourself so seriously. Life is too short to not recognize that you are divine, to not recognize that you have that spark within you that wants to come out and shine, that wants to come out and create.
And I think this, to me, is what it means to be an artist, is to honor God, is to find meaning in the mundane, is to champion this everyday life of ours, to find beauty in the multifaceted complexities of life, in the patterns that exist in nature and human behavior, whether you're looking at the birds in flight or the light or the different patterns on the leaves on the trees, or you're looking at the gestures and the way people move on the street. And when you photograph these things, you're honoring God. You know, you're reflecting that pattern that exists in the divine. You know, the divine and the pattern
is something I think about a lot as a photographer who is repetitively moving every single day in the spirit of play, in a flow state, creating endlessly.
I'm always photographing. I'm always making something. And I think because of that,
I recognize these patterns very deeply. And I see so clearly through photography.
You know, for photography requires sharp visual acuity for you to be able to look and perceive these patterns very quickly and intuitively, and respond to your gut when you click the shutter,
to follow your intuition and to create something. You know, for me, this is the beauty of photography. This is the beauty of being an artist. It's the ability for you to channel that inner spiritedness within you through the things that you create, through what you have to say, through what you make. You know, for me, the idea of being an artist is all about tapping into that inner divine spiritedness, that inner intuition, the voice of God that carries you out there onto the front lines of life to create.
You know, the problem is we make a mistake. We think in our head that freedom is having unlimited choices, that you can go left, that you can go right, that you can go here, that you can go there. But realistically, the only choice and the true path to freedom is to go on the straight and narrow path, onward and upward,
you know, and to ascend. You know, for me, that's freedom. It's eliminating all the choices and stripping yourself down, and making it so that when you're out there and you're experiencing life in your town and you're making pictures and you're doing things, that you're in flow, that you're not wondering where you're gonna go. You simply allow life to flow towards you, and you're being guided by something greater than you.
You know, for I don't believe that everything is happening randomly and chaotically. I trust in God. I trust in the divine. I trust that there is something that guides us out there into the world. It's your intuition.
You know, it's not necessarily all random. This world wasn't created by a bunch of random atoms and a big bang. I think that the material plane distracts us. And so the idea of making art, for me personally, is about removing myself from the material world and striving upwards to a transcendental height, to make something that honors God, to make something that is full of spiritedness, that derives from my thumos, that derives from my inner daemon, you know, that inner godlike spirit within me that channels through me when I'm on the streets, that vitality in my physical body, that clarity, those two eyes connected to my brain that allow me to perceive and see the world. You know, I think what happens is we have all this fatigue, this like fatigue of the body, this fatigue of the mind. And I say, no, vitality, clarity, and how can we achieve these things? I think the step that I've taken to clarity and to understanding myself more deeply has been through
time away in nature, right? Solitude out here in the park.
And fasting, and eliminating that grumbling and bumbling in my tummy,
eliminating you know, the food in my stomach that's digesting throughout the day.
You know, because if you think about it, right, the vagus nerve that's connected from your gut to your brain carries all of those immediate responses that your body has to your brain. And if you're digesting in your tummy and your body is grumbling and you have this like brain fog because of this, well, you're going to start feeling stagnation. You're not going to have motivation. You're not going to be able to see clearly or feel intuitively. And so I think that by fasting, this is one of those like first protocols that I've adopted to allow me to be in this very seamless flow state of production, of creation. And so this video is a call for you to not be afraid to embarrass yourself, to not be afraid to speak authentically about whatever comes to your mind, to, you know, let go of the metrics, let go of the algorithm, let go of the idea that something you say is going to be interpreted this or that way, and to simply embrace the spirit of play and let the chips fall as they may. Raise the flag on your pirate ship and sail down the seven seas and just go out there and seize. I say, fuck it. Just start living your greatest life today. Stop dwelling in the past and the future. Stop planning. Stop trying to contrive things. As a creator, as an artist, you have the ability to express yourself freely. And so don't let yourself become limited by all these different beliefs that you've been programmed to believe. You got to kind of let go of all these things and create your own game to play. Create your own reason why you wake up in the morning. You know, I wake up in the morning and I go out there into the world, and my ultimate goal and the ultimate thing that I aim for is to increase my curiosity, to wake up in the morning and to have this like enthusiasm for the day, right? And so it all does come back to God. When you look at the word enthusiasm, it quite literally derives from the idea that you are possessed by God. And so you want to create from that enthusiastic state where you are possessed by by God, right? And that possession has you waking up each morning just, oh my God, the sun is rising. This is incredible. This is amazing. And life isn't all sunshines and rainbows, right? You have to go through the suffering. You have to feel pain. You know, we are flesh. We cut, we bleed. We feel sorrow, pain, and greed. We lust for the flesh of others, and we are imperfect in our design. But that imperfection is what makes us so divine. And so through stripping yourself bare, through spending time alone and allowing your shadow to reveal itself to you, I believe then you can essentially through reflection, through being alone, through going out into the wilderness and suffering, you will find more joy and you will improve as a creator. And I really do believe this because, you know, while I have the goal of being in a state of bliss and finding sort of happiness and joy in my life through this sort of enthusiastic state, I really do believe that it requires some suffering. It requires some pain, some friction. It requires you to have discipline. It requires you to go out there with repetition, with consistency. And maybe you will stumble. Maybe you will fall. Maybe you will feel embarrassed or shameful. But through those experiences of going through pain and going through suffering, you become refined like gold. You know, think about the way in which gold is refined, and that refinement process takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of pain and strife and struggle. But through that struggle, you become reborn again. You know, you have to go through hell in order to ascend, in order to build a strong foundation. The tree has to plant its roots deeply underground to connect to the soil and then extend upwards towards the sky to touch the light. And so this is my message of the day, to embrace the spirit of play and let the chips fall as they may, baby. You know, I think that it's important to cultivate that inner joy in the things that you do, and to do things because you love to do things. And the things that you have to say, they come from a state of play. They don't come from this seriousness, you know, this sort of like work mentality of productivity. But as an artist, we create freely. We create intuitively. We express ourselves authentically from our unique POV, from our point of view, from our perspective. And so to tie it all back together, share your perspective. Treat the things that you create as a visual diary of your day. Stop taking it so seriously. What do you have to say? You know, I'm curious. I think that we all have something to say. I think that we all have something that we can create. But the modern world and the systems in place design a life of a slave for you to obey, for you to sort of fall in line and not get out of the box, to not color outside of the lines. But I say color outside of the lines, embrace imperfection, embrace your flaws, embrace your quirks, you know, embrace what's weird about you. You know, don't be afraid to share what's on your mind. You know, I find this to be one of the most liberating ways to live life is to... recognize the impermanence of it all. And through that recognition of the impermanence of it all... well, then you're not going to stall. You're just going to start doing. You're going to start expressing. You're going to start living your life freely and openly and not limit yourself and to simply go boundless and infinite. So look into the puddles and jump into the portal. It's time to create a new world.